What's up, guys? I hope you're having a pretty good week so far, but we're just gonna jump right into it. So, do you procrastinate sometimes? Like, is procrastination an issue for you? I know I absolutely procrastinate, whether that be with school or with work or even with some of the things God calls us to do. But anyway, today we're gonna be talking about procrastination and how a godly grit is the antidote for it. You might be sitting there wondering, okay, Alyssa, what's a godly grit? And we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be reading a devotional from the Proverbs 31 Ministries, and the devotional is by an amazing woman named Jasmine Williams. This is probably going to be the last devotional that we go through and talk about for a while, because starting next week, we are going to be starting a new series all about women of the Bible. So, yeah, we've been doing a whole bunch of devotionals these past couple weeks because I've been preparing for this new series all about women of the Bible. So stay tuned for that. I'm really excited for it because I'm not going to ramble too long, but sometimes I feel like in church we learn so much about these amazing men in the Bible, all these amazing male prophets and stuff, and that's awesome, that's encouraging, but sometimes we just need to learn about different women in the Bible and what they did and how amazing they are. So, yeah, all that to say, make sure you come back next week when we start the new series. I don't know how long it's going to run for, but yeah. With all that, let's get started and learn more about a godly grit. Okay, so the Bible verse that goes with this devotional is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, and I'm going to read it. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I'm going to read it one more time. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I really love that verse. I'm going to go through and read the devotional really quick, and then we're going to break it all up bit by bit by bit. Okay. Have you ever noticed the beautiful rhythm of Olympic runners? Their mechanical strides are so impressive that it's almost hard to believe they're human. Their eyes stay fixed as if crossing the finish line is their sole purpose in life. Neither the roaring of the crowd nor the commotion on the sidelines is enough to shift their vision. What discipline. I could use some of that in my everyday life. Imagine being so mission-minded that nothing could break your focus. Imagine procrastination not creeping its way into everything you set out to do. Sometimes it's life. Things happen that slow us down, hurt us, and even force us to stop and press the reset button on everything we thought we knew. Sometimes, though, it's not life. It's not circumstances. It's just us. On more than a few days, I've spent too much time on social media or binge-watched half a season's worth of TV shows. Then I look back on my progress with my everyday task and cringe at the lack of productivity. After a momentary episode of shame and blame, I promise myself I'll do better. And for a day or two, I do. It's not long enough, though, before procrastination comes showing its awful face again. You probably experienced the same cycle of planning, procrastinating, failing, regretting. The truth is, this cycle will continue for as long as we let it, until we develop some godly grit. While God is gracious and appreciates our efforts, how awesome would it be to overcome the habits that keep us from reaching our greatest potential in Him? I think we all want that deep down. So what is this godly grit, and where do we get it? First, let's talk about grit. The dictionary defines it as firmness of mind or spirit, unyielding courage in the face of hardship or danger. That alone could help me to stop scrolling Facebook and take care of some priorities, huh? But how do we do this in a way that honors God and doesn't become about our ability to be disciplined? Therein lies the godly part. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." If our motivation comes only from what our eyes can behold, we'll give up as soon as things look bleak. Instead, we can turn to God and use His eternal rewards as the reason for our perseverance. In this verse, Paul was talking about his ministry and how the struggles of this life weren't enough to make him quit. That's huge coming from someone who was being physically persecuted for spreading the gospel. In verse 17, he said, "For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolute, incomparable, eternal weight of glory." What amazes me here is the word light. When we look at Paul's situation, we see there was nothing light about it. That's the thing, though. He wasn't looking at his situation. Like Olympic runners run on their goal, Paul had his eyes fixed on his eternity. He knew everything we experience on earth is light compared to the glory God has in store for us. Of course, it doesn't always feel light. We have every earthly reason to feel sad, to grieve loss, or to simply spend too much time on Instagram when it's been a long day. However, if we could muster up the godly grit that Paul had, we'd see that while sometimes we have every reason to give up, we absolutely shouldn't. There's a hope and a future. Every earthly thing is temporary. That's every heartache, every disappointment, and every overwhelming moment that makes us feel like it's okay to put off our calling for just one more day. While most of us won't do all that Paul did, to minister simply means to serve, and we each have that ability. It's found at the intersection of God's great grace for us and our fervent commitment to Him. That's where we're our absolute best selves, and that's the place of godly grit. Okay, so that's the entire devotional, and I really, really like it. I've read through it several times before, but every single time I read it, it just makes me smile because I can relate to this so much. Like I said before, I sometimes have an issue with procrastinating, and over the past couple months, I've been procrastinating a little bit more than I should. But when I saw this devotional on the Proverbs 31 Ministries website, I was like, yep, I gotta do it. I gotta read it. But now we're just gonna go through it bit by bit. I wrote a whole bunch of notes and we're just gonna talk and ramble because that's what I do best, is just talk and ramble. But first, we're gonna go back to the very beginning of the devotional. It said, "Neither the roaring of the crowd nor the commotion on the sidelines is enough to shift their vision." So right there, Jasmine, which is the author, Jasmine was talking about Olympic runners and how Olympic runners fix their focus on crossing the finish line. And they treat it as that's like their only like life purpose, you know? And it says, "Neither the roaring of the crowd nor the commotion on the sidelines is enough to shift their vision." So, guys, bad things in life can definitely shift our vision. A death in the family, loss of a job, losing a house, best friend breakup, a couple breakup, or just anything like that. That can shift our vision. Or maybe even just having a bad day. We should be focused on Christ and eternity. But sometimes we set our focus on earthly things. And so what Jasmine was saying in this first part of the devotional is that we should kind of be like Olympic runners. Our eyes should be so focused on the finish line that whatever happens around us, like bad things in life, that shouldn't really faze us almost. Does that make sense? There's always going to be heartache. There's always going to be disappointment. And it's okay. It's fine. It's good to feel those things. But we shouldn't let those things shift our vision. When bad things happen in life, because they will, we should still make sure our vision is focused on the finish line. Our vision is focused on eternity and on Christ and not focusing on earthly things that are temporary. So Jasmine went on to say, sometimes it's life and sometimes it's just us. Sometimes we procrastinate and sometimes we shift our vision because life things just happen. There's schoolwork. There's work, actual work. There's a death in the family. There's loss of a job. There's natural disasters. There's a pandemic. Like, sometimes it's just life and we can't do anything about it. But sometimes it's us. Most of the time it's just us. So I'm gonna give you guys some examples, at least for me, some examples of procrastination is, one, Bible study. Sometimes I procrastinate having my Bible study. I'll be like, oh, you know what? I'll just do it. I'll do it tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow morning becomes, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow afternoon. Or, you know what? I'll just do it later this week. I procrastinate sometimes with my Bible study, or sometimes it can be with prayer. I'll be like, oh, I'll pray before dinner, or I'll pray before I go to bed. And that ends up me just praying the next day. Or sometimes even with this podcast, I procrastinate, which is the truth. Life gets busy. Sometimes it's just life things that pop up, so I have to procrastinate, but sometimes it's just me. So sometimes I'll procrastinate with this podcast. I'll wait till the last minute to prepare, and it stresses me out. Another thing, maybe God has called you to minister to someone. God has definitely called me in the past to talk to someone or to minister to someone, and I'll just procrastinate and I'll just stretch it out for as long as I can before I talk to them. Or sometimes it's maybe even sin. Sometimes there's sins in our life that we're just getting a little too comfortable with, and we know we should be dealing with them. We know we should confront them and treat them head on, but we just procrastinate and leave them off in the corner over there and don't deal with them until a later time. So sometimes it's life. Sometimes bad things in life just happen. We have no control over it, but sometimes it's us. Sometimes we do things that can shift our focus from eternity to the earthly things. I liked this part of the devotional. It said, after a momentary episode of shame and blame, I promise myself I'll do better. And for a day or two, I do. It's not long enough, though, before procrastination comes showing its awful face again. When I read that, I was like, Alyssa, that's me. Like, I promise myself I'll do better. Because after I procrastinate, or after I realize that my focus has shifted to earthly things, I blame myself. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm like, Alyssa, you could have done better. And I'm like, okay, we're going to do better next week. And I do good for maybe like 3 or 4 days. But on the fifth day, I slip up again and I procrastinate. And so when I read that, I was like, yep, that's me. And it kind of made me laugh. So procrastinating and shifting our focus onto earthly things are always going to happen for as long as we let it. We have the ability to stop that. It may take a while, but we can really fix our issue of procrastinating and fix our issue of focusing on earthly things. But we need to develop some godly grit. And that's what this whole episode is about godly grit. So maybe asking, what is godly grit? And we talked about it. Well, I read what it was in the devotional. But first, we're going to talk about grit. Grit, like the dictionary defines, is firmness of mind or spirit, unyielding courage in the face of hardship or danger. That's grit. Firmness of mind or spirit, unyielding courage in the face of hardship or danger. But 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 tells us what godly grit is. Godly grit. In verse 18, it says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So when we fix our eyes on what is unseen, that's godly grit. When we choose not to focus on what's going on in the world and consume ourselves with what's going on in the world, that's godly grit. Again, the verse says, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Guys, if our motivation for life comes only from what our eyes can see, we're going to give up very quickly. Because so much bad happens in this world. We experience so much disappointment and so much heartache. So if our motivation only comes from what we can see, we're going to give up right away. But instead, we have to turn to God and use the eternal rewards he has as the reason for our perseverance. We have to use his eternal rewards as the reasons that we don't procrastinate. Remember, if you don't get anything else from this. If our motivation comes only from what our eyes can see, we're going to give up right away because there's always bad happening. So we have to turn to God and use his eternal rewards as the reason for our perseverance, as our reason to not procrastinate, as our reason to not shift our focus onto the world. Guys, sometimes our eyes and our minds are so set on earthly things. So, like I've been saying this whole time, we have to make sure our eyes and our minds are fixed on eternity. Because when our eyes and our minds are fixed on eternity and are fixed on what God calls us to do, that's really godly grit. When we focus on God's mission first, when we focus on what He wants us to do in life, it'll be so hard to procrastinate. It'll be so hard to focus on earthly things when we're too busy focusing on what God calls us to do. So at the end of the devotional, it said this. While most of us won't do all that Paul did, to minister simply means to serve. And we each have that ability. So Paul, he was literally persecuted, physically persecuted. Lots of us in the U.S., we don't really experience bodily persecution and physical persecution. But Paul did. He went through it. And he still managed to go out and preach the gospel. He still managed to go out and serve. And this devotional said, while most of us won't do all that Paul did, to minister means to serve. We might not all have the calling to go out and preach. Not everyone's called to go out and preach. Not everyone's called to go out and knock on doors and just start preaching to people like that. All of us are called to do something different for the kingdom of God. But we are all called to minister. That's when ministering means to serve. We all have the ability to serve. So today, really think, where can you serve God in your life more? Whether that be at church, whether that be changing how you talk or how you act at school. Maybe that means talking to a friend about Christ. How can you serve God in your life, or how can you serve God's kingdom this week or today? Remember, ministering simply means to serve. And when we have that godly grit that we talked about today, we won't procrastinate when it comes to serving the Lord. But anyway, what I really want you guys to remember is godly grit. Godly grit. Turning to God and using His eternal rewards as the reason for our perseverance. Focusing on God. Focusing on what is unseen. Because what is unseen is eternal, but what is seen is temporary. Now that can sound confusing sometimes. But the antidote for procrastination is godly grit. We need to focus on what is unseen. We need to focus on what God calls us to do in life. And that will help us not procrastinate when it comes to doing the things God has called us to do. But with all of that, let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, thank you for your patience on the days that I do so much less than I could. Lord, please help myself and please help the listener to develop a godly grit and do everything you're asking of us. Lord God, you ask us to do certain things that are listed out in your word, so please just give us all a godly grit so we can do what you're asking. Lord God, please help me and the listener to always focus on what is unseen. Let us focus on eternity and on you. Because when we're not focusing on you, we're focusing on what? On like earthly things. Please allow us to always shift our focus back to you when we're straying off and focusing too much on the world. Lord God, as always, please allow myself and the listener to just become more curious. Lord God, please allow us to always want to learn something new. Please allow us to be more curious every single day to learn a little bit more about who you are and what your word says about you. Thank you for everything.